We'll begin the third chapter of Ein Yaakov, Brachot Perek Shlishi, and this is really Daf Yud Ches in the Gemara in Brachos, page 94 in the standard edition of Ein Yaakov. And he begins with Tanya. We have a Braisa that says like this: Lo yalech adam bevet akvarot v'tfilin b'roshov v'sefer Torah b'zroh v'kore. Person shouldn't work in a graveyard while he's donning his phylacteries, his tefillin, and he has a Sefer Torah on his arm as he's reading. V'imosekin, and if he does that as he's walking through the graveyard, Ovel Mishumi is transgressing the verse, Lo'eg larash cheref osev. He who mocks the poor is really cursing out the one who created the poor. So what does this mean? We have a concept, Lo'eg larash, that is really this concept, that when the people are lying in their grave, they cannot perform mitzvot. A person who overtly performs mitzvot next to them is saying, ah, you see, you guys are there. And if he is mocking them, why is he mocking them? Because they can't do anything to him back. So when a person mocks the poor because he thinks, ah, you can't harm me, what's he saying? I don't believe in God. Why are you mocking the poor? Because he figure he can't do anything to me. Fine, he can't do anything to you, but what about God? So that's why Shlomo Amel says, Lo'eg larash. If someone mocks the poor, cheref oseu, is really cursing out the creator of the poor. Or the creator of himself. Because he's saying, I can make fun of you, who's going to touch me? Who's going to harm me? Now, a person who's walking in the graveyard, and he's wearing his mitzvot overtly, so he's seemingly mocking the dead. He's saying, look, I could perform mitzvot even though you can't. Sefer Torah b'zro'o, this reference to a person having a Sefer Torah on his arm. So there's some of the commentaries say that every Jew used to walk around with a small Sefer Torah, like a pocket-sized Sefer Torah. The melech, the king, had a mitzvah to have an extra one that he'd walk around with all the time. Mm-hmm. So ordinarily people think, well, only the king had to walk around with Sefer Torah all the time to remind himself how to be a God-fearing person. But some of the sources say that every Jew used to walk around with one Sefer Torah. The king would walk around with two. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamolich Hatzamot Mimakom Lemakom. If someone is taking bones from one place to another, meaning the way they used to bury a person, is they'd first bury him in wormy ground, and then the worms would consume the flesh, consume everything until he was left to bones. They'd gather the bones up and bury the bones in somewhere else. So this guy is taking the bones to bury them in the family plot or somewhere else. So the Braisa says,
Don't put him in some kind of sack, some big leather sack. Put him on the donkey and ride on him.
He's mocking the bones. That used to be a human being. You're not supposed to mock them. But let's say he was carrying them respectfully, and then he reaches a location where he's concerned because of the pagans or the armed bandits. So he wants to go through that area quickly. Mutal, then he's permitted because he's doing it for the sake of the bones. He wants their safety, that they should make it through this area safely. So then he could ride on them, he could put them in this leather sack on the donkey and ride as fast as he could through there. The same rule applies for a Sefer Torah. When one is carrying a Sefer Torah, he has to carry it respectfully. If one has to get the Sefer Torah out of that area, and the best way to do it is by riding on the Sefer Torah, putting it in the sack on the donkey, so then he may do it, because then he isn't disgracing the Sefer Torah, he's trying to protect the Sefer Torah. So that's what the Braisa says. The Sefer Torah and bones, we treat the same way. We honor them when we can, and when it's for their safety, so then we do what we can to save them, even if it's slightly disrespectful for that time.
Amar Rechava, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rechava said in the name Rav Yehuda. Kol haroeh tamet ve'enom laveu.
If someone sees the deceased being taken to be buried and he doesn't accompany him, Ovel mishum lo'eg larash cheref oseu. So that's considered that he's disgracing the poor and he's cursing them out. So A person is supposed to do levaya. He's supposed to accompany the dead. And that means four footsteps. You don't have to walk with them all the way to the burial, but you see levaya, you see procession, funeral procession, and out of respect to the deceased, one is supposed to at least walk four footsteps in that direction. And if he did accompany the deceased, what will he merit to gain? About him, the verse says that he who has compassion over the poor, God says it's as though he's giving me a loan. God says, I'll pay him back for it. If you honor him, it's as though you're honoring Hashem. Hashem says, you honor him, it's like you're honoring me. And again, we could use the same concept we used earlier. If one is mocking the poor, what's he saying? You can't touch me, so no one could touch me. He's ignoring God. If he honors the poor, it's not because he expects to get any payback from the person. It's because he recognized that God is running the show, and God told us to treat him well. So he's treating him well, and he's fulfilling God's commandment. So that's why Malveh Hashem Chonen Dal. He who has compassion over the poor, it's as though he's giving the loan to Hashem, because he's really indicating, I believe in Hashem, and that's why I behave in a fine manner. Okay, the next story I think we'll pause for, so we make it to Rabbi Gondashir.